The Economic and Financial Crimes Commission, also known as EFCC, had summoned 15 governors on charges of corruption amounting to millions of dollars. Nigerian media said at least 10 met with Nuhu Ribadu, the chairman of the EFCC, on Wednesday. Details of the meeting are not known. None of the former governors was detained following the discussion. The anti-graft agency was set up by former President Olusegun Obasanjo in 2001 to purge the country of official corruption. Tunde Martins, a political analyst in Nigeria who has been advisor to previous governments, says he believes the EFCC is doing well in its fight against corruption, despite persistent criticism.
I can tell you that the commission has largely helped in not only sensitizing Nigeria on the need to fight corruption, they have also succeeded in fighting corruption headlong.
Martin says he disagrees with the often made accusation that the commission is a political tool used by the government to intimidate political opponents.
I am not impressed with some comments of people who try to say that the EFCC have been fighting political enemies of the government. So long as it has been confirmed that they were arrested for stealing public funds, there is no need to read politics into risk.
A Nigerian journalist says that the new president, Umaru Yar'Adua, is cautious not to appear to be using the EFCC for political gain now. He says this is why the EFCC did not arrest and publicly humiliate the former governors, as was sometimes done under the former president. Damka Pueba is based in Abuja for the non-profit organization Stakeholder Democracy Network. She says the outcome of this investigation will have huge repercussions for the future of corruption in Nigeria.
This is a very significant step that the EFCC is taking, and Nigeria is actually watching. And the way that this investigation goes is really going to impact, whether negatively or positively, in terms of the way that the new government behaves.
She says she is impressed with the recent developments made by the EFCC, but that in the past, the government and EFCC have talked a lot about fighting corruption, but done little.
We've reached a point where in this area where a lot of things are said, you know, but when it comes to implementation, we find something different happening. I think it would be, if these governors are actually brought to book, it would be a deterrent factor to this new government, governors that are in place, that look, even when you are in office, if you do not perform well, if you mismanage the funds of the people, when you leave office, you have the people to answer to.
The EFCC says it wants to investigate most of the 36 governors who left office last week after serving during the presidency of Mr. Obasanjo. Under Nigerian law, they enjoyed immunity from arrest while in office. But at least four are on the run, having left the country before turning over power in inauguration ceremonies last week. One outgoing governor organized a transition of power several days ahead of schedule. EFCC Chairman Ribadu says it will be difficult for the commission to bring the runaway former governors to justice, as it does not have jurisdiction outside of Nigeria. The EFCC says that Nigeria's military government squandered around $400 billion over the course of 40 years. Sayla Hennessy for VOA News, Dakar.